During the past 10 years, Virginia, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have worked together to restore wild oysters. But diminishing state resources and an industry call to allow harvesting on oyster reef sanctuaries created a divide on how best to continue, putting $2.5 million in federal funds and the program at risk. Some scientists and members of the oyster industry say sanctuary reefs are a waste of taxpayer money and funds should be used to support rotating harvests on state-managed reefs. Other scientists and environmentalists cite an ecological need for establishing some permanent sanctuaries in Virginia. After several months of talks, the groups came to the table once again this week and agreed on a plan that will use about $1.6 million for research and study. The remainder of the money will be used next year.
We walked out of the meeting with some pretty clear agreements on how we would spend this year's money, the $2.5 million, not all of it, but most of it, and a path forward to line us up for activity next year.
Jack Travelstead, who heads Virginia's fisheries management, said the money this year will be used to assess state oyster shell stocks. With so few wild oysters left in and around the Chesapeake Bay, the state has to mine fossil shell beds as its contribution to the program. The Great Wicomico River sanctuaries will receive a replenishment of oyster shells, but plans for extending the sanctuary were put on hold. One of the key studies in the agreement will determine the ecological value of state rotational harvest areas in the Rappahannock River and the Tangier-Pocomoke Sound in the bay. Both areas contain established sanctuary and harvest areas that will be compared. The plan will require scientists to use the same methodology, something they had not done, as well as peer reviews as they study how effective rotational harvested oyster reefs compare to sanctuaries in both the number of wild oysters they sustain and the ecological value to other species living there. Jennifer Armstrong is the Corps' project manager for the Chesapeake Bay Oyster Restoration.
So we're modeling how our permanent sanctuaries benefit the non-permanent sanctuaries, i.e. the harvest management areas, so that we can see the impact that we have, our permanent sanctuaries, have on the industry. Also looking at how the possibility of how rotational harvest would impact a non-sanctuary reef. Will they be able to sustain themselves? And what are the environmental benefits of having those non-sanctuary harvest management areas?
Armstrong said members of the oyster industry will be included in future decision-making, but providing harvestable areas within sanctuaries has not been decided.
It's based on our modeling and based on our economic analysis and things like that. If it's not going to provide any benefit to the program as far as restoring oysters sustainably, and it's going to cost something that we're not seeing a return on, then it's not in the best interest of the taxpayer for us to invest in that. But until we study that and until we understand the potential there, the Corps is not going to decide one way or the other. It's for the scientific data to show what's in the best interest.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News.